Let's move on to some other matters, because a report published today warns that electricity supplies face ongoing pressure. The report, which was published by Airgrid, which develops and operates the national electricity grid, says a combination of climate change measures and the expansion of data centres means that demand for electricity will continue to grow. Dr. Paul Dean is a senior lecturer in clean energy futures at University College Cork.
Today's report is essentially a plan, I suppose, for how the things might play out within the electricity sector over the next 10 years or so. Now, to make that plan, Airgrid, first of all, look at the demand for electricity. They look at how the economy might look like over the next 10 years, what things like electric cars and electric heating might look like. And they also look at the demand for data centres that will be required over the next 10 years. And what the report today is showing us is that there is expected to be a significant amount of growth in electricity consumption in Ireland over the next 10 years. Now, specifically, a majority of that electricity growth is coming from new connections from data centres, which today consume probably around 20% of the electricity across Ireland at the moment. But in the future, according to this plan, it could be anything up to 30% by 2030.
Right, so that demand from data centres is likely to increase further. Now, I know that in the past there have been calls for a pause on data centres, yet there aren't really any indications that the government favours such an approach.
No, and this is, I suppose, an ongoing conversation that's happening within the wider industry at the moment. There is essentially an effective moratorium for building new data centres around the Dublin region at the moment. But there's quite a conversation happening about what will happen in the future. I suppose what Airgrid are looking at today is data centres that are contractually obliged to connect to the grid over the next number of years. Now, it poses a number of challenges for Ireland, because Ireland has been incredibly successful at attracting and building data centres here in the country. Where we have been a lot less successful is building the electricity generation that would supply those data centres, particularly in a clean and sustainable way. And in many ways, if you want to build lots of data centres in the country, that's well and good and fine, but you must be able to build sufficient generation to meet up with that. And what Airgrid are looking at today is the different options for meeting that supply over the next number of years.
We are due to get electricity from France through what's known as the Celtic Interconnector. What difference is that likely to make?
Yeah, so the report explores different ways that we can produce electricity and procure electricity. And one of the ways that it also looks at is importing more electricity from places like France. This is a good thing because it allows us to diversify, I suppose, the areas where we get our electricity from. And it does provide a significant chunk, I suppose, of relatively reliable electricity into the system. But again, I suppose the analysis really underscores the challenge that's facing Ireland over the next number of years, that we have been quite good at growing demand, but again, a lot less successful at meeting that generation. It also talks about the need for what we call conventional generation or firm dispatch. That's things such as, for example, as natural gas-fired power plants. Now, that may seem quite strange that a country like Ireland is talking about building natural gas-fired power generation, but actually, renewables are good and positive because they reduce the use of conventional generation and conventional fossil fuel power plants, but they're not going to replace the need over the next number of years. And again, the report really underscores the importance of the ability for Ireland to build not just renewables to meet this incredibly growth in demand that we're expected to see over the next 10 years, but also to build some backup generation and firm generation just to be there for the times when it isn't very windy, when it isn't very sunny, but the demand for electricity is still there.
So fossil fuels will have to remain part of the mix then?
That's correct. Ireland has plans to move away from fossil fuels, but that really needs to be considered as a kind of a transition that will happen over 10 years. Unfortunately, it's not possible just to kind of flick a switch and turn off all the conventional fossil fuel power plants that we have in Ireland at the moment. It's really kind of a decade-long project. The other element that really kind of amplifies the challenge in Ireland is that a lot of the existing fossil fuel generators that we have in Ireland are getting a lot older, and that means that they're becoming a lot less reliable. And unfortunately, again, for the times when it's not very windy and if we're not able to import electricity from other countries, we have to rely on these generators, and if they're not reliably able to start up, it just compromises our ability to operate the grid in a safe and reliable way.
And that was Dr. Paul Dean of UCC.